Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as we were talking about, the Falcons did not do a full practice, just a walkthrough yesterday. And yeah, we have some great insight from here, from Mike on how players receive stuff like that. And we're also going to take a listen to Kirk Cousins right now and his thoughts on getting a little bit of a break.
It's well received. I remember as a rookie, Coach Shanahan, as the year went on, began to work walkthroughs in more often. And as a college player, that was my only background was college. I always thought, more is more. And that to go full speed is the only way. And so it surprised me at first as a rookie that we would do so many walkthroughs. But then I realized how fresh we were in December and January and how much better we were playing. And also mentally, when you're going walkthrough pace, you cover more plays in a shorter amount of time. So the ability to talk through things and rep things, there's a lot of value there. It's a trade-off. Certainly there's benefits to going full speed as well, but you just can't get the volume done that we could. So that's where, again, though, tomorrow when you do get the full speed reps, those reps carry that much more importance to really get things covered and make sure you get a good look and make sure you're talking through those plays. But I think you can really benefit yourself, not just today or this week, but as you move later into the season, you can benefit from some of the days where you're not piling on the physical demands.
Golly, man,
that's good insight.
I couldn't agree with more with everything he said, and I think one of the things he brings up, and he talks about the college game where he thought back then that more is more. Let me be really clear about that first and foremost. More is more a lot of times when you're 21. You know what I mean? Like you have that stamina, that body composition, that energy level to be able to push through. And a lot of times in college, your schedule was 12 games, 11 games when I got into college, right? Moved to 12. And then I think we were the first team to play 14 or win 14. And then kept pushing off from there. Now it's an astronomical amount, right? So one of the things that I noticed when we were in college and when Nick Saban was hired, he broke the schedule into thirds. He would never let us go more than 4 weeks without an extra off day slipped in. We would call it a mini bye or whatever you want to say, and he would always make sure that on the fifth week, that first day of the week was always a walkthrough.
I didn't mean to jump in
no,
here,
go
but
ahead.
Did you do this in a professional level at all?
Yes.
Did you ever get
Well, and things were a little bit different, okay. Like I said, because you get to the professional level, and it just all depends on where the bye week is. And when you have a Thursday, right, and how your coaches want to compose the season and how you want to be physical. And obviously when I was with Atlanta and I'm there with Tyson Klebo and Mudd and all those guys, it was that you took pride in being physical. So it was important for some of those older guys to take breaks. But I can't tell you just in terms of taking a little something off the legs for these guys after a month or 2 months of really, really grinding, specifically when you're trying to get guys back to health, not only what that does for the bounce in your legs, but the mental toll that it can take, right? I mean, just walking in and having a coach walk in the locker room and say, "Hey, by the way, walk through today." Like the whole place goes nuts. Yeah. And it's just, it's huge for this team, in my opinion, to do that, because you've hit this stretch where you played a lot of football. You are a couple of weeks away from the bye week. And then you get into the stretch run. Guys, I knew we thought it was going to be a soft stretch run, but it is one of those things where you start getting into December and realizing a lot of these games are tougher games than you originally thought they were going to be.
I think it's funny how I understand that the NFL is the shortest season of the major sports, right? Hockey seems like it plays year-round. NBA seems like it plays year-round. Baseball plays 8 months, 9 months.
NASCAR, we were talking about NASCAR last night. NASCAR is like the first race when spring training starts, and they're still going. They're
still going, yep. Same thing with MLS. It lasts forever.
Yeah, thank you for bringing up MLS, because I was about to leave that one out, and that's not fair either. But yet, when we talk about load management and giving guys day off, or when a guy misses a Wednesday practice in the NFL, I remember it with Julio, and he needs to be practicing. He needs, people are like, he's getting paid all the, he needs to be practicing. Yet in the NBA, it's load management is getting to the point where not loved when it happens at times, but it's just a part of the game. I mean, we made the joke yesterday that if you made Joel Embiid play back-to-back games, that would be punishment instead of giving him suspending him for three games. And I know it's a joke, but there's some truth to it. That's why it's funny.
Charles Barkley school of thought.
Yeah. So it's amazing to me that we haven't seen more coaches embrace this and give this organization a little bit of credit, because last year when Calais Campbell was a part of this team, he got like every – I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday, but once
it's
a week.
Usually every Wednesday.
Got a vet day.
He got a vet day.
Yeah, vet day.
And guess who was playing as well, if not better than anyone else on the defense – come week 15, 16, 17, 18, Calais Campbell.
Not only that, but let's not lose this in the equation. Who else came on at the end of last year? How about Zach Harrison, who was getting all those reps while he was out of those practices? So I think it's important to also kind of bring that into focus. And I'm with you, man. We've seen actually some vet minimum days from guys that aren't vets on this team. And I think a lot of that has to do with GPS trackers and all that and load management. And it's also something to look at.
Well, let's look at the injury report when it comes to this team as they get ready to face the Saints over the weekend. There is some good news. So after missing the last month of the season, you had Troy Anderson, your linebacker, who was out with the knee injury, and center Drew Dahlman, who was dealing with an ankle injury. They were listed as full participants. And again, I know this was just a walkthrough, but still, full participants, because that's important for the walkthrough as a game plan going into the week. And then quickly here, with Drake London, with the hip pointer that he's dealing with, and Grady Jarrett, with that Achilles strain, they were both limited. Mm-hmm. But that's big news with Troy Anderson, who did tell reporters afterwards that he's going to play.
Yeah, and it's ironic enough, the last game he actually played in was against New Orleans, and he had the best game.
Did he win an award that week? I think
I think so. I think he was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. He had his best career. I think he had like 18 tackles total with the pick six. He had the best game of his career as an NFL player, and it's going to be great to get him back, because one of the things I know that we were going to touch on today, I just think when you have a healthy Nate Lamb, see, the Falcons found something with Troy Anderson's injury last year. They found out that Nate Lamb is a freaking stud. In fact, so much that he got his own nickname.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which is the landmine. And with Mike, little Mikey P gave him, but the fact is when you found out what he was, it gave you so much more versatility with Troy and with Caden Ellis. And I think that leads Caden Ellis into getting more pressures and blitzes and using him as a pass rusher.
Yeah, it frees him up for sure.
So good news on the defensive side of the ball. And good news on the offensive side of the ball. Coach Raheem Morris, when he talked to the media afterwards, he sounded very optimistic in talking about Drake London and Grady Jarrett.
They will be out today doing everything, but obviously, you know, it's a walkthrough, it's a jogthrough. We'll be out there doing those things, but they're still day-to-day. I'm feeling really good about it, you know, not to act like I'm hiding anything from the media, but I'm feeling really good about it. But obviously, you got to go see it, so I like to go see it on Thursday and some of the things a little bit today and then a little bit Thursday.
And I think it's funny right there because we started by talking about Troy Anderson and Drew Dahlman. We're like, man, that's good news. And then you look at limited for I think it's actually great news that both those guys were limited, right? Coming off the injuries you were when you had questions, you're like, man, Drake never came back in the game, so you don't know what his status is, right? And you look and you see limited and you go, oh, my goodness, I thought for sure he was going to say out on the injury report. And yet here we are, limited. You know, even in a walkthrough stage, that sounds pretty good to me at this point. You know,
and
what I
couldn't
mean?
They have been doing rehab work or something like that on the side too, if possible? Even though I know Wednesday is a big day to actually be there for
sure.
Tell me if I'm wrong, because you were a guy that went through these practices, but that's how I've always viewed limited. When I hear limited, I say, okay, he was working over on the side 101, kind of getting his body prepared. That's the way I've always understood limited. I might be completely off, but that's kind of what in my mind, and I see that, I envision. When they're working out, they're just not a full go.
It's not a blanket statement when you say limited, because it always depends on what the injury is. If Julio Jones has a bad shoulder, but he can still run, you know, full speed in 7-on-7 in his 1-on-1s, he's going to do that full speed, but he's probably not going to go into a drill where he's going to get any contact on the shoulder. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how you would view it, like, as an offensive lineman. You can do a lot of the, you know, individual work. I can punch bags, right? I can kind of redirect, but if I have a bad hip, I'm probably not going to go into a situation where anybody's going to be around my hip or hit me in the hip. And that's usually what limited mean is limited contact for the most part, because nobody wants to get hit in the injury area, but it also doesn't mean you can't react and actually kind of participate.
And it is also fair to say that since it was a walkthrough, that was a little bit of a guesstimation of what they'd have been full practice.
Yeah.
But to your point, Tiff, I think it's very good news. And I will say this too. I think if this game would have been late in the season and it would have been a situation that it was a close game and something was on the line, Grady Jarrett would have been in there. But the fact that, and I think if it was a playoff game, Drake London would have been in the back. But I think the fact that when you're up 14 points and late in the fourth quarter, Big Grady just get that helmet.
He took one of those Wednesdays.
Yeah.
He took one of those Wednesdays. Yeah, there you go.
Falcons found a way to get some sacks against the Cowboys. Is it now going to be different moving forward for this team? We'll discuss that at the top of the hour.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.